Annual population growth in the United States is less than 1%. In fact, according to USA Today, it is currently at just 0.7%. Growth in a particular city can be due to various factors, but is primarily due to that city's comparative advantage, the businesses which are attracted to that city, and the resulting increase in employment. Cities like Austin, Texas, and Raleigh, North Carolina, with strong economic drivers, currently have population growth of over 2%, and the Tampa Bay area has annual population growth of just under 2%. As the population increases, so does the demand for real estate. Not just housing, but also retail, office, and other property types. Again, the supply of real estate is not fixed, but it cannot be quickly adjusted. Thus, being at least somewhat fixed, increases in demand can have a significant impact, resulting in lower vacancy rates and increased prices. Once prices rise notably above the cost of construction, developers are motivated to build new properties and increase the supply of space. If the increase in demand is greater than the increase in supply, then vacancy rates will continue to fall and prices will continue to rise. However, once the increase in supply due to new construction begins to increase more than demand, vacancy rates will begin to rise and prices will begin to fall. Real estate market cycles are measured by the vacancy rate, although the market cycle is actually a graph of the occupancy rate. The vacancy rate is impacted by two things: absorption, which represents the change in demand, and new construction, which represents the change in supply.